I'm Nicole McCants, a psychologist turned business coach for psychotherapists. It was not long ago when I was in solo private practice, seeing way too many clients feeling overwhelmed and burnt out. In 2016, when I became pregnant with twins, I knew I had to scale to a group practice because I couldn't keep working that much. I was sick of hitting the ceiling in my income and knew that the only way to make more money and help more people was expanding my practice. In 3 short years, I was able to scale it to 55 therapists and multiple 7 figures. Once I was able to reach that goal, I had to take it to my peers. I'm here to teach you how to scale your solo practice to a group or take your group practice to the next level. We didn't learn anything about business in graduate school, so I created the Business Savvy Therapist podcast, where I share easy to implement business and marketing strategies so you can help more people, make more money, and have more freedom. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Business Savvy Therapist. Today, we're going to talk about social media and specifically how to be successful on social media. Did you meet me on social media? I probably have shown up on your feed at some point. Maybe that's how you found me. I will be honest, however, even though I'm killing it right now on social media, I think, according to my standards, as a business coach, my social media for my clinic was awful. So first, I'll start with what I'm doing now. I started the McCants Method 2 years ago from today. It's February 2024 at the time of recording, and our social media grew really fast. It's at almost 50,000 followers on Instagram. And the reason is because I'm niched. We're going to be talking about this today. Now, specifically, I know exactly who I'm talking to. I'm talking to a therapist only. I don't talk to anybody else except psychotherapists. That includes social workers, psychologists, marriage and family therapists, registered psychotherapists, licensed professional counselors. It doesn't matter. Anybody who does mental health therapy. But the conversation that we're having is growing into a group practice. It's all about practice growth, but even more specific, it's growing into a group. I'm talking to those who want to hire, who want to automate, and who want to work less but help more people. And that's why I think when I'm talking to you, you're like, oh my gosh, she's speaking directly to me. Now, when I had my clinic, our social media wasn't great at all. It was not consistent. It was all over the place. I didn't know who I was talking to. And so I want to talk to you about what I learned from having a really bad social media presence and then a really good one. Full disclosure, when it comes to growing into a group practice, scaling, I don't believe that social media is a key indicator when it comes to growth. I believe in digital marketing, Google Ads, SEO, having a well-branded website. I teach you all of that, email marketing, and then there's organic means, reaching out to family doctors, all those things. So just know this, if your social media sucks, don't worry. I was able to grow as fast as I did with a really, really bad social media presence and barely any followers. However, I do believe, and I know you want this, that you need to have social media of some sort. So let's talk about the things you could do to have good social media, but maybe you can even systemize it where it's bringing in clients. But the point is, so you can focus on other things that I really think will bring in exponential growth, but let's have your social media be successful. I'm going to walk you through what to do. I, like you, had a one-stop shop. My group practice was not niched. I didn't want it to be niched, even though we did neurofeedback. We were known for that. I really wanted to help the whole family, and I wanted to keep referrals in-house. And before we knew it, everybody was referring to each other. It was one of my favorite things during supervision or a clinic meeting. Somebody was seeing the couple, and then the son was getting treatment down the hall, and the mom was coming in. It was just really nice to help everyone. So you're probably thinking, okay, Nicole, so if I am a one-stop shop, how the heck do I niche on social media? Here's the answer. Your messaging should be niched when it comes to your website, when it comes to your social media. I do believe that you want to know who you're talking to and what problem you're solving. Do you know who you're talking to and what exactly problem? Because you solve all the problems, I understand. You solve the anxiety problems, the depression problems, the trauma problems, the couples problems, and so did I. We did child therapy and family therapy, and I loved that. But the reason, because remember, I went from a bad social media to a good one, I was all over the place. I was talking to everyone, and by definition, I was talking to no one. Nobody knew me, nobody followed me, and nobody cared. That's why my one-stop shop people in my program, I actually help you create a niche package. So you can have a niche package, and that's what you talk about on social media. So you can be a one-stop shop, or you can be a group practice with many different specialties helping all the people. But when it comes to social media, I do believe your messaging needs to be dialed in. You've heard me say this before. If you're not definable, you're not findable. Okay, jot this down. I'd like you to start thinking about what specific population do I want to talk to? So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you talk to a mom with a child with ADHD. And so what specific problem does she have? Well, she's really struggling. She's worried about her son and she's struggling with parenting. Do you see that? So who am I talking to? Mom with a child with ADHD. What problem do I solve? I help the child and I help the mom because they're related. You can even niche even more if you want. You don't have to, but you could even niche around what specific solution do you provide. Do I provide neurofeedback for ADHD? Do I provide IFS for couples overcoming infidelity? Really niche down. And then those people on your social media are going to feel like you're speaking directly to them. If you want to learn more about creating a package, jump into episode 38. It was just a couple episodes back called How to Stand Out from the Crowd with Niche Packages. If you are a one-stop shop and you're like, well, I don't want to niche my complete clinic, but I do want something that we're known for, I would highly recommend creating a niche package. And then you can also talk about that on your social media. You don't have to create a package to be niched on social media, of course, but it's a good place to start. Or even right now, over the next couple of weeks, you could really start honing in, dialing in your messaging related to your social media. You can do it now. Just begin to tighten things up. The key in social media is to be consistent. Show up every day, post every single day. I'll tell you exactly what to do, but be consistent. So for me, if you're following me, let's say one or every single day, I'm talking about growing your practice every single day. About 99% of the time, I'm talking about growing into a group. Some of the strategies, the 1% of the time, I'm talking about growing, and you can apply it even to your solo. But most of the time, we're not just talking about growing. We're talking about scaling, automating, having something that could run without you so you get more freedom and flexibility. I show up every day and that's the conversation I have with you. Can you imagine tomorrow, all of a sudden, I'm talking about knitting. And then the next day, all of a sudden, I'm talking about breeding dogs. That would be shocking. You would be confused and you would probably not pay attention anymore. That's what I mean by be consistent. Pick one thing, get really clear on who you're talking to, but the most powerful part is what problem do you solve and speak about that problem. What really works on social media is video, especially if you have a therapist that just isn't getting busy. Let's say they're a new therapist, maybe pre-licensed or an intern, and for whatever reason, they look really young in their photo. I find, unfortunately, those therapists who look young don't always get booked right away, especially if they're young in their career and they're young in their life. If they are good on video, if they're not good on video, don't do it. But if they're good on video, if you just do a few clips, you can post it as a story, or just post it as an actual post. I'm referring to Instagram right now. They're going to get busier because now people are going to see, oh my gosh, wow, that was a really helpful tip. Okay, I'm going to book that free consult with her. I would also do videos of your clinic, and you can mix this up, but a video of your clinic, what does it look like? Walk people around, show them the room, show them your hard work and how beautiful it is. Hey, do you need help having your solo or group practice stand out from the crowd? Are you looking for a unique way to market that others aren't doing yet? It's creating a niche package. You can have a one-stop shop for clients and offer something niche that draws people in. I can teach you how to do it ethically. Come to my free training. Elevate your therapy practice with niche packages. The link is in the show notes. If you show up live, there's a free bonus and live Q&A at the end. See you there. I want to talk specifically now about messaging. The people on your social media, these potential clients, have different levels of awareness. There's three levels. One is problem aware. They're just problem aware. They're not yet at number two, which is solution aware. They don't know what the solution is yet. Or they're definitely not at number three, which is, I'm calling it practice aware. They do not know who you are. But they're people. Let's say you have at any given day, 10, 15, 100, 1,000 people reading your posts. You're popping up and they're taking a moment to read. If they're problem aware, you want to make sure that you're talking about the problem. If they're solution aware, you want to do posts related to the solution. I'm going to break all this down in a sec. And then practice aware is actually, oh, I already know about your practice. I was referred to you. I want to hear more posts about what you offer. Let's start with number one, problem aware. This is the most basic level of awareness. I'm a mom and I'm very much aware of my life. It's a real struggle with my son with ADHD. He just is not listening. It's impossible to get him out of the house. He's having difficulty learning. It's really stressful and I'm feeling guilty because I'm yelling all the time. Guess what's going to stop the scroll for me? Guess what I'm searching when I'm mindlessly on social media? I'm searching about my problem. ADHD, anything related to ADHD is going to stop the scroll for me. Get really clear on the problem you solve. But then you also, on other days, so you have 7 days in the week, there's going to be other days that you actually want to post not about the problem. I'm very aware of the problem. I'm now researching solutions. I have more awareness, meaning I'm getting closer to actually signing up for therapy because I'm at the solution awareness phase. And solution is I'm searching, and what's going to stop the scroll for me is anything related to, well, what is ADHD coaching? Can therapy actually work for ADHD? I thought it was a neurocognitive disorder. How does that work? Should I try meds? How long is therapy? If that is a solution, how does it even work? Because he doesn't pay attention. Do I have to drive him there? Does it have to be in person? Could it be virtual? Do you see that? So the ADHD post would not stop the scroll, but a post about virtual therapy and how it's least effective than in-person therapy would stop the scroll for me. Because I'm like, ooh, okay, tell me more about the solution. Or a post on meds versus therapy, or a post on how therapy and neuroplasticity and the brain. You're going to stop the scroll. I'm going to read your caption. You're going to have a call to action. I'm going to book a free consult. And the last level of awareness, the highest level, is practice aware. I've heard of you. I've actually heard of you. I'm following you. You were recommended by a friend. Maybe I Googled you and I just haven't booked yet, but I've read your whole website. I'm almost ready. I just need to trust you more. I need to know more about what you offer. I'm really interested. I'm seeing that you're hiring an intern that's a male therapist, which I actually think my son will do really well with. Okay. So send me more posts on practice because I'm very practice aware. I'm very clear on my problem. I know the solution is therapy, but now you need to do posts to show me that I should work with your practice. So here's what you do. You want to create and just give this to your admin because honestly, I don't want you really focusing on this a lot. This is where the systemizing comes in because I wouldn't lean on this too much for growth. Remember, I had the worst social media ever and I grew as fast as I did. However, we live in a world where you need social media presence, which is why I'm giving you these tips and strategies. Have your admin put together a social media calendar. Let them know there's 7 days in a week. We need a combination of problem aware, solution aware, and practice aware. So maybe you do 3 problem aware, 2 solution aware, and 2 practice aware. You can decide. You can test this and track your metrics. Then have your admin run it. I would suggest lots of video if you can. So especially for the practice aware posts, you're going to do video, maybe a tour of your clinic now and then, video of new interns joining, new therapists joining. Please only do this if they're good on camera. They could be sharing strategies. You could absolutely be sharing strategies. The only thing I don't love about you doing a lot of it is we want to be careful because we don't want people to fall in love with you. You know, yeah, exactly. We know everybody already wants to see you for therapy and we're trying to get you more freedom and flexibility. So really lean on your therapist for this. You can even do to fill in some blanks. I find like motivational quotes do really, really well, but you're talking to a mom with a child with ADHD. So it's not going to be just a random quote. Everyone does the random quotes. It's going to be a quote around, you're doing your best, mom. There's no such thing as a bad mom. Guilt is normal. Like those kind of quotes that you're speaking directly to her, tapping into what's keeping her up at night. You're going to have a call to action. So let's talk about the 7 days of the week. You have a mixture of the awareness posts, problem aware, solution aware, practice aware. I would not do a call to action, and a call to action is book a free consult. Please don't do that every day. I would only do a call to action 2 to 3 times a week. Give value, help them, and ask for nothing. There is something out there called the law of reciprocity. It'll all come back to you, but just really focusing on value. And before you know it, people will be booking. I want to reiterate, you can systemize this. You're going to do my favorite two things, create and delegate. Create this, write it all down, put it in a Google Doc, maybe put one calendar together, just a spreadsheet literally. At the top, it says Monday to Sunday. And then you're going to write the definition of everything I just walked you through, the three levels of awareness, and then you're going to delegate it. And all you're going to say is, you know what? Can you plan out the social media? I'll review it and then you post it. And if, as long as you can give me about 3 to 5 days notice, if you want me to do a video, then just let me know and I will jump on and I'll talk about sleep and how sleep is really important to reduce ADHD symptoms. Or I can plan for the new intern to talk a little bit about Santre therapy and how that those somatic kids getting into their body can actually assist with attention. Create and delegate, my friend, and you will have way more time to enjoy your life, be amazing on social media, and help way more people. See you next time. Thank you for listening to the Business Savvy Therapist podcast. I hope this episode was helpful. I would be so grateful if you would share this with a peer or colleague that is wanting to help more people make more money and have more freedom. Make sure to subscribe so you do not miss any new episodes, and please do leave me a review. It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.